Earlier this year, Indigenous artist Thelma Plum released her debut album, Better in Black, an emotional, unapologetic record on racism, sexism, and heartache. Now touring Australia with further live shows in sight, the singer-songwriter sat down with The Wire's Nahum Gale to discuss her work and what inspires her art.
I take a lot of my inspiration from stuff that's happening in my life. I sing a lot about my trauma and a lot about growing up and a lot about my personal experiences. So I feel like that's where most of my inspiration comes, just from, you know, my day-to-day life.
Do you find your heritage as an Indigenous Australian woman something that inflames the empowerment behind your music?
Absolutely. I mean, it very much does. I sing a lot about what that looks like for me, being an Aboriginal woman in this country, and what that feels like and what that looked like growing up for me. And yeah, I can't really escape that. That's, you know, that's who I am. I'm an Aboriginal woman, and I guess that comes out in my music because that's who I am.
From Better in Black, what specific record do you reflect on most as a sentimental standout?
One of the songs that is like dearest to me that I've written is Homecoming Queen, which is on the album. I wrote that about growing up in this country and what that looked like for me and what that felt like, and it not being that easy, not having people that looked like me represented in mainstream media. So I feel like that's probably the song that I hold in the highest regard out of all of the songs I've written.
Better in Black appears as the title of your single, your album and your tour. So what makes that a crucial song for yourself?
It's a song, it's about empowerment, and I remember writing the song and then just being so sure that that's what I wanted to call the album. I think it represents me as a person, and so I wanted that to kind of be the main focus.
Being on tour now, do you feel like life on the road is more fulfilling in ways of songwriting?
Yes, I love being on the road, and I guess I get in this real like gig mode where I'm just kind of focused on these shows and I don't really make time for myself to sit down and write, which is something I used to do all the time, I guess, before it became such a job for me. I used to kind of go away to cities and do that, but it would be a bit, you know, looser and a bit more fun or whatever, and I guess a bit more casual, and I would write a lot on the road then, but now not so much anymore. But, you know, I will be inspired by things and I'll make sure, you know, my notes are always like in my iPhone, always very full and filled with random little lines that I've picked up here and there.
So when you do songwrite, do you start with lyrics or do you start with a beat, or how does your process go?
I guess I have a melody in my head and then I'll kind of sit down on the piano or with the guitar and then figure out what sounds good with it. But often, you know, maybe I'll be playing guitar and we'll find some chords that I really like, and then we'll make a melody to that. Or if I'm co-writing, you know, with someone else and say like a producer, and they might have a beat already, and, you know, I'll come into the studio and just sing something on top of the beat that's already existing. I actually don't have like a favorite way either. It always just kind of changes all the time. So sometimes I, for like 3 months, I will write mostly piano, or sometimes I'll write to beats and stuff like that. So it just really depends how I'm feeling.
Where's your favourite place to play in Australia?
When I play in Adelaide, everyone's always really respectful and really nice, you know, in the audience. I find whenever we go anywhere, most other places in Australia, everyone just gets so insanely drunk. So I really do love playing in Adelaide. And I guess, you know, I love playing in Brisbane as well because it's hometown. So that's always really special, yeah.
Having worked with artists like Paul Kelly, is there any future collaborations you'd like to get under your belt, and for what reasons would that be?
I have a very long list of people in my phone that I want to work with. I don't even know where to begin, but I guess like a dream collab would maybe be like Mark Ronson. I feel like that would just be like a dream, but I just have so many people that I want to work with.
Out of all your favourite albums, what album could you not live without?
Probably, I feel like maybe a Fleetwood Mac album or Blood Orange. They're two artists that I really like listening to. Yeah, I'm going to go with Fleetwood Mac because I listen to that most days, every single day. So I'll say that. Yeah.
So what's your favourite Nick Cave song?
That's so funny. I really like Dirty Three. So Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, I love them. But you know what? If I'm being honest, but this is so lame because this is what everybody, I feel like, would assume would be my favourite. But this is what I wrote my song Nick Cave about, but the Where the Wild Things Grow, which is with Kylie. And I guess that's one of his more like pop mainstream, you know, songs, but oh, I reckon that.
What's next on the horizon for you?
I've got the Troye Sivan tour, which is going to be pretty big. And then I head overseas. So I'm going to go over to London and Paris and do some shows there, some showcases. And I guess try to play for some people there. And then I've come back for New Year's Eve because I've got Falls Festival, which will be really exciting. And then early next year, I'll probably, try to fit in another tour, maybe another single. Who knows?
With your music, you've been able to represent people like yourself in mainstream media in a more successful light. So would you have any advice you'd want to give aspiring artists out there?
I do, and it would be to not be apologetic and that it's okay to take up a lot of space. I think that that's something that we're taught from a very young age is, to reduce ourselves and make ourselves small so we don't, offend people by existing. And so I would say just be unapologetic, be yourself, and that now there's no excuses. There's room for us and we've created that room. And I just think, just go for it.
Musician Thelma Plum speaking there to The Wire's Nahum Gale.